Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Don't rock this club. We gon' go all night. We gon' light it up like it's dynamite. 'Cause I told you once, now I told you twice. We gon' light it up like it's dynamite.
Thursday already?
Welcome back, our friend Paige.
Yay,
from the Events and Experiences Department. What's your exact title in that room? You have a lovely, lovely office.
Coordinator.
Coordinator. Oh, yeah. Paige. And Tim told me something off the air, Paige, that you had some kind of Instagram story involving energy bar, or what was it?
A protein bar. So I eat the same protein bar every day on my way to the gym. And I'm like,
hashtag humble brag.
Jim. That's your boyfriend's name.
G-Y-M. So I literally ate 3/4 of it. Okay. And I looked down and I'm like, what is that poking out of the middle of my protein bar?
Oh, no.
And it's a little piece of like blue plastic. And I'm like,
but soft. It was like a wrapper.
It was like saran wrap type material.
Yeah.
So I get home and I take a knife and I cut the thing in half and there's an even larger piece.
So it's baked in it.
Blue plastic. And I'm like, oh my God. And it's like this family owned small, you know, like they pride themselves on this all natural ingredients. And I understand it's like in elementary school and you'd pick the piece of plastic off the pizza, you know, but I was so disappointed.
I'm sorry, where did you go to elementary school?
That's not to be disclosed.
All right, so did you write them and tell them there's
plastic? I did. I sent an email.
Maybe you'll get a year's supply.
And yeah. I have you not still heard back.
Will you still eat those?
I have one for today. Okay. So we'll see.
See, it didn't stop you. Okay, so this is where Paige has asked our coworkers hypothetical questions involving the show, and they pick who they think is most likely to be a part of this question. First question.
All right. So who on the show is most likely to ghost someone?
Well, I mean, it's going to be Tim.
It's going to be Tim because he's the only one currently dating. Okay. Well, Tim got most of the votes, 6 votes. But Courtney, you got 3.
Yeah, I've done it in my past.
And Lance got 1.
I get it.
Yeah, that confrontation thing can be uncomfortable.
Because I think ghosted means when somebody's like hitting you up and you just disappear and you're not responding at
all.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
I wouldn't do that.
Oh, I've done it.
I do.
When I started dating Nick and we were serious, I had this other guy on the back burner.
Mm-hmm.
He was not. And then Nick answered the phone one time when he called.
What?
Yes.
How'd that go?
He said his voice got really high.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
He's doing fine. He's a doctor. He's doing better than I am.
Sometimes you have to sometimes you have to ghost somebody. I mean, I know ghosting is like you don't break up with them. You just stop talking to them. But sometimes you break up and they like keep calling.
But this is not breaking up.
No.
And just saying,
yeah,
you don't exist.
I disappeared.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, who on the show would most likely stand up a first date?
Who?
Courtney.
No, I would not.
Stand up.
Well,
why would you?
Why would you say yes to it?
Right.
Right.
The second date is where you do the standing up.
Could we just, I don't even care who gets the votes on this. I would just vote not Kevin.
Yes, I would too.
Kevin's like, ooh, somebody wants to go out.
Exactly, yeah. No, wait, let me tell Sarah first. I'm sure she'll be okay with it.
Well, one person did vote for Kevin.
What?
FYI. But Tim and Courtney tied with 4 votes.
Man.
We're very busy.
I don't really like getting all these votes for this dating thing.
Who on the show is most likely to break up with someone via text message?
Well, I mean, I'm going to go with what the consensus has been. Me and Tim.
Tim, 10 votes here.
Ah,
wow. 10?
Champion.
You're the only one who's not.
not married.
Right.
I'm not married, Jed. I don't know if you know.
Married-ish. you're common law. Common law married.
I would not break up a real relationship over texting.
Not a real one, but like maybe one, like maybe if you went on two dates.
Yeah.
And you weren't seeing anything.
Right. Yeah, that's reasonable.
You would do that.
I don't know that. Yeah.
All right. Well, who on the show would ask their date to split the tab?
Kevin.
Yeah, I would.
Kevin has a famous story of when he took, he was going to a fancy dinner with,
wasn't it Dierdorf and Hearts?
Dierdorf and Hearts. And they, he saw the menu and ordered a salad and then had to go to the cash machine.
I had to go to the ATM afterwards because I ran out of money for the dinner because I was like, holy cow, who would have thought fancy salad would, we didn't even have steak. She had fish.
What did you bring, $25?
Perhaps. I was not prepared.
I will say this. When I was dating, I would offer to pay half the bill.
You have to.
At the beginning.
You have to.
I felt uncomfortable sometimes with certain guys paying for my dinner.
Yeah, I get that.
I didn't have someone specifically ask me to split the tab, but they asked me if I had Venmo, which implies that they wanted me to pay my share.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so crazy.
Really?
I would never. Mm.
Wow, good times.
It's hard out there, isn't it?
That's just, I just stay home. But okay, so Kevin, yep, 7 votes for Kevin.
Yeah, right.
Tim got one,
cool.
Jen got one, Courtney got one.
All right, okay. Well, thank you, Paige, for coming in.
Yay.
We'll see you in a week.
Who on the show now? Who on the show now?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.